Hello, is it me you're looking for?
Are we starting now? Oh, so I didn't even know you were recording, sorry. Hi, I'm Richie Swan and I'm here with Harriet Jeffries, also known or formerly known as the Thin Beard. Not anymore. And we are a girl and a gay in the gym. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about fitness myths. So everything that you've heard that you think's gospel that you need to be doing in the gym or in life to look like a fitness model. Well, I'm sorry, we're going to ruin it for you.
Because half of it is a crock of shit.
This was a good one that you brought up first, wasn't it? Protein shakes after a workout. How many people do you know you see them in the gym that got the BCAAs? That's branched chain amino acids, if you don't know.
I can't protein bear shake. You. That's the only thing you knew. Branch chain amino acids.
Fuck off. Nobody's like, oh, I've got to have my chicken breast after my workout.
Oh,
or,
I know.
Isn't it?
Microwave and the food prep in a gym.
You know, don't ruin the gains. And even girls now, but a lot of girls never used to. But because everyone's more educated on we need protein in our diet sufficient enough to help repair and grow the muscle. Now people are going, should you have one before workout, after workout? There's quite a bit of an open debate on it, isn't there?
Yes. So from what I'd kind of always heard and like learned from other trainers and like people in the gym was that 60 to 90 minutes after your workout, you have this like anabolic window. And that meant that any carbs that you ate or protein that you had, protein shakes that you drank went straight to your muscles. You know, you could eat a big load of carbs straight after and have a protein shake, and you're going to put any weight on from it. It's all going to go to your muscles, and your muscles are just going to grow. That's not how it works. So there's no actual scientific research to properly support this at all. If you have something to eat or you have a shake straight after your workout, you're going to replenish your glycogen stores that you use in your muscles. However, if you're not planning on working out again that day, then there's no need to do it.
Well, do you want me to read this article that I just brought up then?
Go on, babe.
I've been Googling, going, is there no scientific evidence on this? Because actually, I've never looked into that before. There was a research done in 2018 in America, and it's come up with this result as part of their research, saying many people believe drinking a protein shake within 30 minutes of exercise will maximise their results. This 30-minute window, commonly known as the anabolic window, is a short period of time where your muscles like a sponge for protein. The thought is that if you consume protein outside of the anabolic window, your body won't effectively utilise or build muscle. So research now suggests that this window is much larger than 30 minutes and may not be limited to after workout. So in fact, it may not matter if you drink a protein shake before or after in terms of optimising muscle repair and growth. So basically, all they're saying is you have your protein up to what you need in terms
through the course of the day.
Yeah, and it's saying it's better maybe broke down with your food four separate times throughout the day. But again, there's not enough research done to prove whether that's effective or not. Not effective, right?
Yeah, don't stress if you forget your protein shake or don't like run to the shop and just buy one. I think at the moment
yeah,
it's
bro.
Like mostly a marketing thing, isn't it? Like,
well, there's a lot of it's a multi-million pound industry. And to be fair, the majority of people who listen to this will just be general population who have no idea about it, who will think they'll see a fitness model or someone from Love Island who've got the most amazing body going, oh, but they have protein shakes. That must be what it is. For anyone out there who has no idea about protein, a recommended amount is 1 gram of protein per 1 pound of body weight. So if you're 130 pounds, you're looking at around 130 grams of protein a day.
Yeah.
And that'll be enough then to do exactly what everyone else is going for, which is muscle repair and growth.
It's quite hard, actually, to eat that much protein. So shakes are quite good in terms of, like, getting your protein up, aren't they, like, in an easier way. Because if you eat loads and loads of protein, I know when I've done it before, like, you feel like you're eating constantly, eating loads of chicken and loads of eggs, and they constipate you, something terrible.
I find I bloat terrible off certain proteins. So you've got to be careful as well, because some people, it could be like trying to squat 100k without never doing a squat before. You just don't do it. You have to build up your tolerance. So if you start increasing your protein and your body starts bloating or you feel, start, do your research online as well, but drop the amount and just build it up slowly.
Yeah. Okay, so for an example, 100 grams of chicken which is just slightly smaller than a chicken breast, I think, is about 30 grams of protein. A tin of tuna would be about 25 grams of protein.
And what about swallowing and not spitting? I can't even
You've
pull.
You've never I can't taken even pull my that. Words. Dirty bastard. Do you know what? You can take the hoe out the G bar, but you can never take the G bar out the hoe.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know where that come from. So to round that off, just stick to chicken and tuna.
Another mad common misconception is that squats are bad for your knees. I've had it a million times with clients where they come in and we say, okay, so let's warm up squats. And they'll go, oh, I've got really bad knees, you know. My Luke's done it with you before, hasn't he?
And I go, yeah, you're just one lazy bone idol. I've never heard Carry On like it. Oh, mate, what was he like? Luke, if you're listening,
he's terrible.
He was, wasn't he? Oh, yeah. Carry, you'd have thought I was hurt, killing him.
He's never hurt his knee.
He hurt my ears, never mind his knee.
I'm going to get a text when this comes out saying, I've just listened to that one. Deep squats recruit more muscles, they burn more calories, and are particularly good for building a nice, strong ass.
Yeah. Well, you've done squats, I've done squats. If you, anyone listening who has, they are bloody hard. They look easy. They're my worst exercise for doing. Forget, I'm out of breath. I dread it. But once they're done, I feel bigger sense of, like, achievement.
Yeah, they're amazing.
But just doing it, I'm like, oh, I'm dreading this.
So if you're one of those people that says that you can't do squats because you've got bad knees, deep squats actually might increase your stability in your knees. So most of your connective tissue in the knee is made up of these two ligaments, your ACL and your PCL. Studies show forces inside the ACL and PCL. So studies show that the forces inside these ligaments decrease the more the knee is bent. So you're actually taking the pressure off the deeper you squat. If you only go to a parallel squat, which would be where you bring your bum to just above or just around knee height, you can go heavier, but you've got a lot more force and a lot more pressure on the joint. So spend a little bit more time at the start of your workout, working on your mobility and build it up slowly. But you'd be better dropping your weight down a little bit and getting your range and working on your form than...
I was going to say, even your timing as well. Like, some people squat like it's a slut drop. It's like down, up, dead quick, isn't it? You're like, well, no wonder you got bent knees, because you're not in control of what's on your back. It is literally perfecting your form, your feet right, your timing right, your breathing right. And if you're not sure about that, go on YouTube and Google perfect squat technique, or book in with a personal trainer, someone you know who's going to be able to go through this and get you to...
Yeah, 1,000,000%. Yeah. Just don't be afraid to, like, spend a bit more time working on it. And also, just because you've seen someone else next to you in the gym or one of your mates squatting dead heavy, you don't need to. It's all relative. If something you feel is pushing you, but you can still get your form perfect, amazing. Work on building your weight slowly. You don't have to just be squatting 60, 70, 80k just to do it. What's the point?
Yeah.
You'd be better getting well lower, engaging more muscles, and you're actually going to burn more calories, which at the end of the day is probably why you're there.
Only men take steroids. What do you think on this?
Well, I didn't actually realise, probably until about last year, that women really took them. I thought it was only, like, you know, ones that you saw on, like, American bodybuilding shows where you saw them and they were like, hi, I'm Linda.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But, like, it's dead common.
Yeah.
More common than what you think.
The likelihood is a hell of a lot more people you probably want to look like who you look at on Instagram are taking something that is enhancing them or helping them.
Yeah, there's this girl.
And we're not talking about protein, we're talking about stuff that you can't get.
It's an American girl. And I didn't realise for ages, like, she had this most amazing body. Like, I've just never seen anything like it. And all she did was put these Instagram videos up all the time of her on the beach with a resistance band. And I'd be like, I know you're not getting that body from that. Show me what you are doing, devil. She got spilled out that she was on, like, a performance enhancer, a physique enhancer.
Did it come out, did it, that she was on it? Yeah.
She got grassed up. And to be honest with you, I was made up because I thought, you bastard. I've been feeling like shit. And do you know what, though?
It's really bad because people go to the gym And they have that as an expectation. Now, if that's your expectation to achieve, and they're achieving it by injecting testosterone or taking appetite suppressants or stuff that's speeding up them, do you know what I mean? They're not going to be able to do it naturally.
We think as girls, like any woman that would take a steroid type of thing would be like dead deep voice, dead thin, ripped skin over the dead massive muscles. They look like quite manly. You know, they don't really have boobs. They have pecs. You know what I mean? Yeah. You associate all these things when actually 90% of the people that take steroids don't actually look like that. But then it's got all these like horrendous side effects. You get tremors, chest pains, vomiting, cramp, high blood pressure, headaches, anxiety, dry mouth.
So why would you want to take it? That's what Joe makes.
It's mad, isn't
just
it?
Just to look.
Without realising, we as a population just pop tablets for anything, don't we? We'll take anything.
It's like you want to look younger, you inject your face, get Botox. You don't like your lips, okay, let's fill them. Your boobs too small, let's make them bigger. Your boobs too big, let's make the everything you can get by paying and just making it quick and easy. It's the same, isn't it? We live in a world where people just want everything fast.
It's a fast supply and demand. Mm. But these tablets and these like injections and stuff like that, a lot of the people that take them actually have got no idea what it's got in it.
All the side effects.
And especially long-term effects. There's loads and loads of long-term effects of these things that you don't actually think about, because all you think about is your holiday to Mexico in 3 weeks with the girls and you're the only one that's not lost the weight. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, completely.
So like, you have to start thinking yourself, especially as a woman, and especially as you start to get older, if something like having kids is something that you're thinking about, why would you ever put that stuff in your body when you know you've got to house a baby?
It's also down to how you feel about yourself and how much you respect yourself and self-love, isn't it?
A million percent.
Like, if you're happy with yourself and who you are, and you can train hard and get quite close to that look, it's just taking it to the next level. You can still get that look by training hard.
At the end of each episode, we're going to answer a couple of your questions. So the gorgeous Louise Devine has sent us a message saying, what are the best foods to eat whilst trying to lose body fat? Like, what would a typical day be for you guys?
We get this quite a lot, and this is why I don't do diet plans for people. Not only because we're not qualified, you have to be, is it a nutritionist or a dietitian? But as a PT, we shouldn't be given nutrition plans, should we?
No.
Everyone is so different, and that's why we go work out what your calories are and educate yourself on food and the calories that are in food. So rather than something that's not sustainable, going, right, I'm going to follow this chicken and rice, chicken and broccoli, fish and this, fish and that, start going for foods and knowing how many calories are in it, what your body works off, what you enjoy. Life is about enjoyment. So you want to be able to find a diet that you enjoy, or not even a diet, a food plan or a lifestyle that you enjoy to eat, but just eat less of it, or keep the calories in control for you to be at where you want to be.
Yeah, because your cravings are going to be different to somebody else's, aren't they? Like, I remember when I was really, I was dieting quite strictly for when I was getting married. My clients used to find it mad that every single day I had, for my breakfast, 2 pieces of peanut butter on toast. They'd be like, how are you doing that and losing weight?
It was in your calories.
Yeah, and that's all I'd say, as I'm a hungrier person in the morning than I am at night. It doesn't really bother me. So I'd have more at that time of the day. And then it would kind of like taper off. But eat the foods that you enjoy, but within reason, and be realistic about it. And obviously the higher protein, you're full for a little bit longer. So if you have a bit more protein through the day, or hit your protein target and kind of prioritise that one first, then you're going to feel more satisfied through the day, and dieting might not feel like dieting.
We've also got Emmeline has sent a message in. Hat, is getting your jaw wired a real thing? And if so, where can I get it done?
Well, Emmeline, I hear it's massive in Turkey at the moment, my love.
No, that's teeth. I got mine done there, not wired.
I thought that's why you got your teeth done. I thought, why am I stunning?
Emily, no. Just practice some self-control. If you want your mouth wired, we'll do it for you. We'll be round and we'll do it. But no, it's not a real thing.
Get in touch to reserve your slot at Gail Gay Gym.
Jaw wiring. Officially here.
You've been been listening to Hattie Jeffries, also known as the Gym Bird, and Richie Swan, also known as Richie Swan, on A Girl and a Gay in the Gym. If you've enjoyed this podcast, then please subscribe, rate, and review it on Apple Podcasts now to help more people hear about it. And don't forget to follow the socials at Girl Gay Gym on Instagram and Twitter.